You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.
The word is identity orchestration, spelled identity, as in a set of verifiable attributions regarding a person, a device, or a workload, and orchestration, as in an automated series of processes to configure, coordinate, and manage computer systems, data, or software. Definition: a subset of security orchestration, the management of identities across an organization's set of digital islands. Example sentence: identity orchestration ensures that all the various steps of identity management occur in the right sequence. Origin and context: the idea of security orchestration has been around since about 2015. It manifested from the trend that over the years, most organizations had deployed too many security tools to manage effectively. The administrative complexity had placed such a burden on IT and security professionals that the benefit of potentially reduced risk to the business wasn't worth the effort. Security orchestration was the strategy to manage that complexity more easily, usually with a centralized platform to host the policy that distributed the specific tool controls across all the organization's data islands, like mobile devices, data centers, SaaS, and cloud deployments. Typically, security orchestration applied to traditional detection and prevention tools like firewalls, intrusion detection systems, XDR, or extended detection and response, and their supporting systems like SIEMs and SOAR. Recently, though, a subset of security orchestration has emerged as being even more critical than keeping the security tools up to date. It's called identity orchestration and is a way of organizing identity access management, or IAM, across those same data islands. It's also a subset of a concept called software-defined perimeter, where users, systems, and devices needing access to a workload would go to a broker independent of the workload. The broker would first verify the identity and second check if that asset is authorized to access the workload. If it was, then the broker would establish an encrypted connection between the asset and the workload. Identity orchestration is the first part of that process. Nerd reference. There's this trope in spy movies where the good guys eventually decide that they need to talk to the bad guys before the last act happens when they all try to kill each other. But good guys don't grab an Uber, rock up to the bad guy's evil lair, knock on the door and say, "Hey, got a minute?" That's just not how it's done. Instead, the good guys meet with the bad guys at some agreed-upon location nowhere near the evil lair. Some vetting gets done on both sides in the form of weapons pat-downs and insult trading, which are usually quite funny. And then once both parties are satisfied, the bad guys put bags over the good guys' heads and whisk them off to some safe house somewhere. And that's exactly what happens with the software-defined perimeter model and the first half of identity orchestration. The parties meet at some specified location, identities are checked and vetted on both sides, and then the asset in question is allowed access to the workload. Word Notes is written by Tim Nodar, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.